Jerusalem, the holy city. Praise God. Open your Bibles to Matthew 21. And we're going to start reading at verse number 1. It says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and the colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught against you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strew them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Praise God. And I also want you to look in Zechariah. In the book of Zechariah, just a few chapters, a few books back to your left, in Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. It says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation and lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. So I want to share with you a little different this morning about this particular passage. I want to focus on verse 4 in Matthew 21. Verse 4, it says, notice this. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and the colt of an ass. So today I want to just talk to you about Scripture being fulfilled. Scripture being fulfilled. The Word being fulfilled. God fulfilling His Word. And I want you to notice that what it says here, and that's why I want you to go back to Zechariah, where the prophet has spoken this. Notice that in verse 4 it says, All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. So this happened and this took place because God, through the prophet, had already said that this is what was going to be happening. That this is what's going to take place. He had, through Zechariah, had already prophesied and spoken this. So therefore, this happened the way it happened because God had already said it would. And Brother Leroy earlier, he was mentioning how that kings, now notice this, he said, your king come unto you. But notice that this is not the normal way kings would enter into a city. They would come on their horses, they would come on their chariots with their entourage. That is how the kings would enter into a city. But this was not any ordinary king. This was the King of Kings. And God had already spoken this so that it should be easy for them to recognize him when he comes. So that they would not mistake him for any other king, because he was coming in like none other. See, God has a way of doing things to fulfill his word like we don't necessarily expect it. That's why we got to take faith at what he said, because everybody else will be waiting to say, no, that can't be a king, because he's not coming in a chariot. He's not riding on a horse. So this can't be a king. But God says, you'll see the king coming riding on a donkey. He humbled himself to ride on a donkey, so that when he was coming in, nobody who knew the word, no one who was in the family of God would miss it. They'll know that's the one. That's the one. How do I know that's the one? Because that's what the prophet said. That's what the prophet told us he would come. So then we will recognize him. But those outside of the world would not recognize him, because that's not the way he was expected to come. See, a lot of times in our lives, we miss out on God's blessing because it doesn't come the way we were expecting it. He came riding on a donkey from Nazareth of Galilee. There was one, who is this? Glory to God. We need to know that God will fulfill what he said. God will fulfill what he has spoken. The Bible says, have God not said, and have he not spoken? What he has said, he also will make it good. So what we need to do in our lives is to find out what God has said, what he has promised, and trust him to bring it to pass. Amen. Just the way he said it would. Glory to God. I just want to point out a few things in the Bible that tells us about God fulfilling what he said. You don't have to turn there, but in Matthew 1, 22 and 23, it says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. The prophet had already prophesied that. And shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. He was not coming in a natural, normal way. He was coming by the Holy Spirit, and a virgin was give birth. So with your natural mind, that does not make sense. We could not comprehend. We could not understand it. But because God said it, it must be fulfilled. Glory to God. What he has promised, he was able to do. Again, in Matthew 22 and 23, it says, and he came and dwelt in the city of Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. He shall be called a Nazarene. That's Matthew 2 and 23. Because the prophet has said that. That's why God just does not say just anything. Because once God says a thing, it be. Let me just give you an example. In the beginning, there was God. And the earth was covered with darkness. I want you to notice that. The earth was covered with darkness. But God said, let there be light, and light be. When God said it, it happened. It came to pass. And we've got to know that when God has said something, when he stated something, it shall be fulfilled. It shall come to pass. That's why as we study and we read and we meditate upon his word, what he has promised, what he has said, we can trust him. We know that it will come to pass. It will take place. Matthew 5 and 18 says, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Till all be fulfilled. Till all that he said shall be fulfilled. Scripture will be fulfilled. So what we need to do is line ourselves, come together with what he has promised and what he has said, and know that he will make it good.
Amen.
He's a faithful God.
Yes.
He will carry it out. It shall be done just as he said it would. Matthew 8 and 17, it says, that it might be fulfilled. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, so that it might be fulfilled. Glory to God. Because it was spoken, so shall God do it. So shall he bring it to pass. Everything that he said he would do, he will bring it to pass. He will perform it. It will come to fruition so that the scriptures be fulfilled. So that gives us some insight in what God does. So when we search the scriptures and see what they say, we know if God said it, he will also do it.
Amen.
He will perform it.
Amen.
And it gives us some insight so that we can recognize the hand of God. Because God works in line with his word. God does what he said he would do it. The way he said he would do it. He is a faithful God.
Amen.
So all we've got to know is, what has God said? What has he promised? What has he told us? Glory to God. Mark 14 and 49 says, "I was daily in the temple teaching, and you took me not, but that the scriptures must be filled." They came and took him. Glory to God. So that the scriptures, so that what the prophets had said, for what had they have declared, that it shall be fulfilled. God is faithful to his word. He will do everything that he said he would do. He's an awesome and a mighty God. We know that he will do what he says, what he has promised, what he has spoken through his servants, through his prophets, through his men. He will bring it to pass. Glory to God. What he said, he will do it. He is faithful to come through for you. He is faithful. So all we have to do is we search the scriptures and see what he's promised. And we know that it will come to pass, just as he said he would. Romans 8, 3 through 4 says, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Glory to God. Christ died on Calvary's cross for our sins, so that the scriptures may be fulfilled, that if we walk by faith, not by sight, and in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Glory to God. So that the scriptures might be fulfilled. He told them, "Go into the town and what you will find."
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. Yes.
God is faithful to his word.
Amen.
He would do what he said he would do.
Yes.
Glory to God. So we can trust in him. So all we need to do is to know that when God has promised us something, that we can count on it. Why? So that his scripture will be fulfilled. I want you to turn over this. I didn't have this one in mind, but we want to look at Isaiah. We've used this a number of times. Glory to God. Isaiah 55, glory to God, so that the scriptures will be fulfilled. God will perform his word. That he has spoken, that he said, that is uttered out of his mouth. Isaiah 55 and verse 10. It says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." So when God speaks something, when God prophesies through his man, through a prophet, through any of his servants, those things that he said, God will bring them to pass so that the scriptures will be fulfilled. What God has said, he will also do. Everything that he said. John 19:36, it says, "For these things were done, that the scriptures should be filled. A bone of him shall not be broken." Glory to God. Because it was a tradition in that time that when they were hanging on the cross, that there was no one to be hanging on the cross during the Passover. And so they went to check them. And if you were not dead, they would break your legs so that the weight of your body will cause you to suffocate. But when they got to Jesus, they found that he was already dead. He had already given up the ghost. But they pierced him in his side because it had already been prophesied that they would do it. And they did not break one of his bones. Glory to God. So that the scriptures might be fulfilled that he has promised and that he says. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we want to thank God for what he said and what he's promised. I just want to bring to your attention a couple of things that God has promised to us. And he will bring it to pass so that the scripture might be fulfilled. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So therefore, we've got a promise of everlasting life. And God is faithful to fulfill what the scripture has said. So we can take God at his word. He said in Philippians 4 that he would give us, turn over to Philippians 4, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. What God has promised to us, he's able to do it. He will bring it to pass that we can have it. One of the things that we seem to be lacking in our lives, the experience of peace. But I want you to see this, what God has promised us in his word. Philippians 4:6-7. He said, "Be careful for nothing." In other words, he tells us not to worry about anything. Why? "But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God." Notice this. It's not the peace of the world, but it's the peace of God. "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts," glory to God, "and minds," glory to God, "through Christ Jesus." That's what the scripture said. And God is faithful to fulfill his scriptures. So whatever you may be experiencing or whatever you may be up against, you can remind God of what he said in his word and know that he will perform his word. Amen. Glory to God. Knowing that he will perform his word. Over in 1 John 1:9, It tells us that if any man sin, that we can come to God and confess our sins. And he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God is faithful to his word. So anytime we may stumble, fall, or make a mistake, we can come before God and say, God, I know you are faithful. And I know you perform your word. I come because I missed it. I made a mistake. I ask you to forgive me. And I thank you, God, that you are faithful to fulfill your word, that you will forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. So therefore, I can walk righteous and holy before our God. Because our God is a holy God.
Yes, yes.
Glory
thank
to
you, God.
God.
Thank you, God.
He will forgive us.
Yes.
He will forgive us.
Yes. Thank you, God.
And then turn over, I think it's John. It's John 14. Glory to God. He is faithful. John 14. Glory to God. He is a faithful God. Glory to God. He will provide for us. Glory to God. Let's look at this. John 14 and 1. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. God, through Jesus, is preparing a place for you. Now, notice that when it's time for his birth, there was no room in the inn. There was no room for him. But he's gone to prepare a place for you. And he said in verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Glory to God. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So we can rejoice in the fact that he's gone, but he's coming back.
Amen.
He's coming back.
Amen.
The scriptures will be fulfilled. He's coming back for us. He has not abandoned us and left us as orphans, but he's coming back to catch us up that we will be him. The scriptures will be fulfilled.
Amen.
He's coming back for
yes.
us.
Yes, yes.
So each yes. and every day we can rejoice in the fact is this might be the day that he comes back. Because he says, no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come again, but the Father. Glory to God. So we are to occupy. We are to occupy until he come. We are to take dominion until he come. We need to rejoice with expectation each and every day, knowing that this may be the day that he comes. Glory to God. And that when he come, he will find us in faith, expecting his arrival. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Bible says that we which remain will be caught up. Glory
thank
to God.
God. Yes.
Will be caught up.
Thank you, God.
And meet him in the air.
Yes.
So that means you've got to have your wings. Glory to God.
Yes.
You've got to have your wings
yes.
so we can be caught up
yes.
and meet him
yes.
in
thank
the air.
Yes.
Glory to
thank
God.
You, God.
He's coming back. Because he is a faithful God.
Yes.
The scriptures will be fulfilled.
Amen.
So you just think and praise God.
Thank you, God.
He said he causes us to triumph.
Yes.
He said he works all things out for good. I want you to notice that. He said he works all things out for good. Now notice this. For those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So that when I am busy about his purpose and problems or troubles that the enemy brings in to try to hinder me, I said, God, I know that the enemy meant this for bad, but you're going to work it out for my good because I'm about your purpose and your business.
Yes. Thank you.
So that way, I don't have to get mad at them, but thank God
thank
for working
God.
It out.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
Thank God for working it out. So you can trust him. He is faithful. So that the scriptures will be fulfilled. I want you to notice that a lot of times odd and unusual things happen so that the scriptures will be fulfilled. Can you imagine on a newsflash? Newsflash. They say the king of the Jews came into the city. Guess what he came in on? Not in a limousine. Not in a Lexus. He came on a donkey. Glory to God. They may have laughed at him, but the scripture was fulfilled. Jesus said in his word, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So as you're going through the night, you just rejoice that the morning is coming. Glory to God. You just rejoice that the morning is coming.
Yes.
So I just want to encourage you on this Palm Sunday, as Jesus entered in the manner that he entered into Jerusalem, the holy city, was just as the prophet has prophesied, just as God has said. So it may not seem normal or natural, not may that seem to be the right way, but if God said it, it is the right way.
Amen.
Because God said it. Praise God. I want you to bow your heads for a moment.